Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 50. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can order one of them. You can either ask for a tape audio of the program or a CD. We're going to be doing a part six of another Pearl Harbor today, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint with the outward anointing the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit for the ministry, to be able to minister His word, to allow Him to do the ministry. Father, I ask that everything that is said in this ministry, in this tape, every day, and especially right now, Lord, that You anoint it, that it's You that does the talking, and that You anoint all the words that You have given me on another Pearl Harbor, and that it will edify the church and strengthen it, and that it will save millions of souls, make them more aware of the late hour that they're living in. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now part six of another Pearl Harbor. Go ahead.
Are Hitler and Goring still alive? The answer is no. Is the Nazi Party still alive? Yes. Joseph states that Bush has several Nazi war criminals as his advisors. We also have their sons and their daughters. The doctor continued saying these are the same men who use terrorism and the threat of terrorism to consolidate their power. The Vatican and its puppets are once again blaming someone else, the Arabic nations, for 9/11. According to many, the planes were remote controlled by someone in the United States.
They were not airplanes, they were rockets. And I have a tape, or I have the name and address of a tape that is extremely graphic, and the pictures are very clear that there are no windows in these, quote, airplanes, unquote. Then what?
According to many reports, all the passengers were herded on the airplane that was shot down over Pennsylvania. Experts have said if the plane had crashed, the debris would not have been scattered over an 8-mile radius. It is reported by many that all key federal agents either didn't go to work or left the building quickly before the blasts in Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center. We know the Vatican was involved because God said she is the mother of abominations of the earth, Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. We are told that we are dealing with the continuation of the Nazi Party, whose members are many government agents in our country today. According to not only Joseph, but thousands of others, our armed forces are being sent in the wrong direction to be gun fodder, and our armed forces are being used to wage urban warfare against American citizens, just as they were at Waco. They are being trained for this because the Vatican knows that the citizens of the world are getting hip to them. So they're planning what they call urban warfare, Americans killing Americans, and so on, throughout the world. They exalt their precision weaponry and the skill of their soldiers. They exalt their speeches against God and His people, just as Sennacherib's spokesman did in chapter 36 of Isaiah. Dr. Joseph's book also stated that, like the Nazis who, following the terrorist attack on the Reichstag, passed or issued numerous edicts, these were public notices issued by official federal or state authorities, designed to destroy constitutionally guaranteed civil rights, the Bush administration issued its own edicts after 9/11. Hitler used the threat of terrorism as a campaign threat theme and to consolidate his power to gain control of the German parliament. George Bush and his team have followed the same plan. What this book is basically saying is that the Bush administration has patterned itself exactly after Hitler, Goring, and the Nazi Party. Joseph said the Nazi link to the Bush family was first alleged in 1934 by the U.S. Congress, which believed the Hamburg America Line and Union Bank, directed by Prescott Bush, were subsidizing the Nazi movement in Germany and the United States. Corporations associated or directed by Bush and his cronies had been working with and financing the Nazis and their supporters since 1924. Robert Letterman, in the January 18, 2001 issue of the PhiladelphiaCityPaper.net, in an article entitled "The Bush Gang," stated, "The Bush family were crucial players in setting up the industrial power behind Hitler's Third Reich." In 1942, the Bush family was still in business with the Nazis, despite the declaration of war by Hitler against the United States. The consequence was that three Bush companies were seized by the United States government for being in violation of the Trading with the Enemies Act. As we shall discover, doing business with those who kill Americans is a Bush business tradition. In October of 1942, the government of the United States tried to put the Bush family out of business. United States Government Vesting Order No. 248, issued in 1942, resulted in the seizure of Union Bank's assets as they were being used to support the Nazi war effort and were serving as a Nazi front. Two other vesting orders were issued that year, and two more Nazi front companies directed by the Bush Bank and his associates were seized: Holland American Trading Corporation and Seamless Steel Equipment Corporation. Prescott Bush was forced to divest himself, at least overtly, of his Nazi associations. Following the end of the war, Bush negotiated with his friends in government, trading his Nazi assets and Nazi contacts for political favors, including support when he sought political office. With the helpful Vatican assistance of Bush and his cronies, including in particular Alan Dulles, Nazis were recruited and became high-ranking members of a Vatican American intelligence organization that would later be renamed the CIA, an organization that George H.W. Bush would soon lead. As detailed by Christopher Simpson, BBC News, and UPI, Nazis were recruited, brought to the United States, and then subsidized by Bush's CIA to build a power base for the Republican right wing after World War II. Several Nazis became top Bush campaign aides and advisors. This is why our government has given our industry over to Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and other countries.
All our former enemies, and now our people are homeless on the street and without jobs. This is our reward for them attacking us and then our sending our people over there to, quote, protect us here. They gave the store away. Amen?
Amen.
That's why so many people, Abraham Lincoln, Samuel Morris, and other great men, like Avro Manhattan and hundreds of priests, thousands of them, that defected on the Vatican, the Roman Catholic cult, stated that these people, when they infiltrate into the White House and into every fiber or all the fabric of the United States, this is a black cloud that is over America, and that black cloud is coming from Rome. They don't pay taxes here in this country. Doesn't that tick you off? I mean, I'm not trying to create anything, but we have to realize who our enemy is, and if we don't, how will we, you know, if you're in a boxing arena, and if you don't know who your opponent is, you're going to be hitting one of the posts that holds the ropes together, and your enemy is going to flatten you on the canvas. So it's really good to know who the enemy is, because the Lord commands us to resist the devil. How do you know who to resist if you don't know who the devil is? Well, what you people that call yourselves Christians have been resisting is people like myself that are telling you who the devil is, and you think that's demonic for me to tell you who the devil is, and you think that we don't have enough love. Let me tell you that love, the Bible says, is the keeping of God's commandments. And haven't you got any, even one little streak of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the Holy Spirit in you? Well, if you don't, you're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. If you ignore these warnings that the Lord has given me, then you're going to spend eternity in hell and the lake of fire. So you better wake up. If you think I'm evil because I tell you the truth, then you're sick with the spirit of Satan. You're spiritually sick. And I pray that God will open your eyes and your heart, that you'll be able to receive the truth. Jesus said he's the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not a political person at all. I'm just revealing to you. I'm not going to kiss your baby and shake your hands. I'm not going to do that because I'm not running for office. The Lord has already appointed me a ruler over the spiritual things on this earth. And you can't get me out of office unless you kill me. And I'm not worried about you killing me, because if you do, I'll be right in heaven. And you are going to be in a lot of trouble with the Lord for doing such a thing as that, for killing any Christian. Or for that matter, anybody. Okay, so wake up. I'm telling you who your enemy is. You say, well, these other people that these satanic people are telling you are our enemies, you're willing to go over there and fight them. And we're getting 2,000 of our boys are killed over there. But when I tell you who you should fight, you don't pay any attention to it. This is coming not from me. This is from the Lord. But you don't want to listen to the Lord. And God drowned the whole world a long time ago for not listening to Noah, the only righteous man on the face of the earth. So Noah, his wife, his three sons and their wives were the only ones that were spared. Everybody else was drowned. And God says he's going to cause floods and fires and hurricanes, tsunamis, twisters, typhoons, and every unimaginable disease, pestilence, that's going to cause more than one-third of the world to die at first, and then half the world, and then finally the entire world is going to burn up. All the elements. So these are warnings. The Lord is telling the truth. You can already see that these things are happening. He says these earthquakes, these plagues shall be in many places, all kinds of diversities of places. So wake up. Wake up and die right. Because we're all going to die. We're all going to stand before the Lord. And so now is the time for repentance. Now is the time of the Lord. Say the sinner's prayer. If you don't know what it is, well, we'll send you a copy of it. You just say, my Lord and my God, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. I know you exist, and I know that you hear everyone that cries on you. Your word says that all that call upon the Lord shall be saved. And that he also says to go and sin no more. So enter into my heart, Lord. Wash all my sins away, my filthy sins. And make me a new creature and give me the power to not sin. Give me the power to live a godly life, a life that is a heavenly life, a spiritual life. I want to be a spiritual being rather than carnal being. And then when you do that, just raise your hands up and thank and praise the Lord. All right, let's continue here.
Our nation is weakened. Our people are without jobs. And some of our people are even homeless because of these monsters. Why are we letting them do this to us? Why are we not praying to God to take vengeance on such evil? What will we do, and what will they do, if God doesn't stop them? If you're born of water and the Spirit, God will hear you and answer you. He will either save these people's souls, or he will kill them as they have killed others.
And he will hear you, wicked people out there, too, if you call on him, if you realize that you've been wicked. Now, he'll save your soul. I mean, I was wicked and he saved mine. The Apostle Paul was wicked and he saved his. So just call on the Lord. It's simple. Trust the Lord. He won't let you down. Whatever is happening to you now is going to be much, way better. Billions of times better when you receive the Lord. Then what?
Like father, like son. George H.W. Bush, when he sought the presidency in 1988, was forced, like his father, Senator Prescott Bush, to divest himself of his Nazi associations. The Bush-Nazi connection was exposed by the Washington-based weekly newspaper, Jewish Week, and George Bush was forced to fire a number of Nazi and neo-Nazi advisors. Of course, after the election, four of these neo-Nazis were brought back into the fold and were offered high-paying positions in the Republican Party. San Francisco attorney Stanley Hilton stated that Bush conspired to create the September 11th attacks for his own political gain and has been using deceased Osama bin Laden as a scapegoat. Bush's spokesman, Ari Fleischer, stated, "We expect to get votes in the fall because of the war on terrorism." Joseph's book, along with many others, said that Hitler and Goering stated this was the best way to get votes and get the people of their country behind him. Could Bush's Nazi advisors have told him the same thing? Did they have anything to do with 9/11, the World Trade Center, and the almost 3,000 deaths? This is what Dr. Joseph, Mr. Hilton, and many others have bluntly stated.
Are you talking about terrorism? That's 3,000 deaths caused by the United States terrorists, and the Lord just wiped out 80,000 in Pakistan and that general area. So he wants you to know who the true terrorist is. And he wiped out quite a few of them in New Orleans and other areas down along the Gulf Coast. And he just flooded Italy, certain parts of Italy, all Catholic countries. This is a Catholic town, New Orleans, or city. And the Lord's just going to keep doing it. San Francisco, infested with homosexuality, is awaiting. They know that something terrible is going to happen to them. And please, you people, you know, no matter what kind of sin you're committing, you can be saved. Just repent. I mean, it's so foolish to just wait until God destroys you or the other terrorists. And then you die and go to hell in the lake of fire. If you think it's bad on this side of eternity, wait till you see what hell in the lake of fire is like. Okay, keep going.
Dr. Joseph continues, the Bush team also ushered in the Operation TIPS program, which encourages tens of thousands of mail carriers, utility workers, and others with access to private homes to spy on American citizens and report suspicious activities.
Why? The United States citizens aren't doing anything wrong. We're patriotic. We love this country. We don't want to antagonize other people in the world to want to attack us. Why should these monsters be checking us out? I say that we should have people in the White House telling us blow by blow all the filthy, degenerate decisions they're making, and we need people to infiltrate the Vatican so we can further expose them to the things that they're doing. They're the evil ones. I mean, they're trying to switch it around to where we're so evil that we have to be watched. The hot spots are the White House, the Vatican, and all the other places for corruption, horrible corruption, and evil spirits of Satan exist. Then what?
The Nazis also enacted similar programs soon after coming to power. With little debate, the Patriot Act was hastily passed by Congress in October of 2001. The Patriot Act constituted a major legal assault on civil liberties and the Constitution.
Right, but they're intimidating the citizens of the United States and exalting the ones that are inspecting us are these devils. Then what?
The American Civil Liberties Union describes the Patriot Act as significantly boosting the government's law enforcement powers while continuing a trend to cut back on the checks and balances that Americans have traditionally relied on to protect individual liberty.
Know who your enemy is. This country, believe it or not, is not supposed to be by these devils, but it's of the people, by the people, and for the people. If all of us, we're more than they are, if we all make a stand and stop believing these devils, well, then you'll see some progress here. You know, we should have committees together. Come to my church and I'll direct you the proper way. All right? Then what?
This law is based on the faulty assumption that safety must come at the expense of civil liberties, said Laura W. Murphy, director of the ACLU's Washington National Office. The USA Patriot Act gives law enforcement agencies nationwide extraordinary new powers unchecked by meaningful judicial review.
Quote, yeah, where is there meaningful judicial review today? When you ask to go to court, you're going right into Satan's courtroom. Those people are all very strong Catholics, all the judges, and they will send you to prison. Don't think that you're going to get any justice, judgment, or equity there. The Apostle Paul, as much as said that, are any of you crazy enough to go into Satan's courtroom? Says we should judge our own matters among ourselves, we Christians. Then what?
Indeed, like the Nazi laws passed 70 years prior, the Patriot Act, signed into law by Bush, suspends or curtails a number of constitutionally guaranteed civil rights. Individuals can now be arrested and detained indefinitely, without charges being filed. Police powers are increased, enabling them to monitor private telephone conversations or to conduct secret searches with minimal judicial oversight. Private business records can be seized even if there's no evidence of a crime. American citizens can be spied on for, quote, intelligence, unquote, purposes without the need of a warrant. And even librarians can be ordered to provide police with lists of all books and reading material checked out by a person of interest, even with no evidence of a crime. Our government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. We are supposed to be the ones in charge. These politicians are supposed to be our servants. They agreed to be our public servants. How do our servants have the gall to lord over us? Their gall and Rome's gall, the Bible says, comes from the great red dragon, the devil, Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 and 9. We the people, according to the U.S. Constitution, really have the right to monitor them. They, according to God, are committing all the crimes. The Vatican...
Well, according to God and according to reality. I mean, this is well known nowadays. This piece of literature was written quite some time ago, but it's real now. People know. All right, then what else?
The Vatican and its puppets should be the ones who are monitored. They are the ones who have, for Satan, set up the abomination that maketh desolate, Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. Our memory needn't stretch too far to remember Nixon's Watergate and President Clinton's White House scandals. Our government, through those servants we elected to serve us, is monitoring innocent us. We don't have the power to commit the high crimes they are committing. Most of us have never been members of...
Well, we're not that evil to do it. It's that we do have the power, but we don't have the spirit of Satan to do it. Okay, then what?
Most of us have never been members of the Nazi Party or been in business with them. I know I never have. I've never been involved in any act of espionage or any act of treason to the United States. Nor have I ever burned or blown up any buildings, told people that I alone could protect them, or run a protection racket like the Vatican and the governments of the world are doing. They say they'll protect you from the terrorists. Pay me $100 a month, and I will make sure your windows don't get broken. If you don't pay me $100, you'll never be sure that your windows won't get broken.
And if you don't pay me the property taxes, I'll take your property away from you. So you don't own your property, we do, these devils say. But the Lord didn't want it that way, but so you pay your taxes anyway. Go ahead.
These are two-bit mafia tactics. It's not surprising that people can't see through them. It is because they don't know God and they don't read His Word, the Bible. This is why God is terrible to the kings of the earth, Psalm 76, verse 12, and terrible in His doings toward the children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5. I have never murdered anyone, nor had any intention to do so. There used to be hardcore laws against treason, espionage, and terrorism. At least 99% of the general public has never been involved in anything like that. How has the government conned everyone into believing that we, the people, should be monitored? The book America Betrayed, Bush, Bin Laden, 9/11, states that the Bush family is said by millions to be the most Catholic and Nazi family that has ever occupied the White House. All major evangelical TV networks are Catholic Jesuit priests under the guise of Christianity, wolves in sheep's clothing. These people and groups include Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, the Southern Baptist Convention, Mormons, and lay leaders such as former Senator John Ashcroft, who is now the Attorney General.
At the time of the writing of this literature. Then what?
Dr. Joseph states, non-citizens basically have no rights at all if the President or his Attorney General decides to suspend them. If the person is not a U.S. citizen, they may be arrested on the order of the President or Attorney General. They may be held in secrecy for an indefinite period, have their conversations with attorneys monitored, be tried by a military tribunal, and if found guilty, be executed without the right of appeal or judicial review.
Okay, and how can we stop this? We stop it with prayer. We pray that they'll get saved, and then we pray, Lord, if they don't get saved, then you do what you say you'll do to them. You pour out coals of fire. I see that our time is up on this broadcast.
So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this
program number 50.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. I urge you to tune in tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be doing part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. They needed another Pearl Harbor. Until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.